This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. An international human rights group on Thursday accused the Hamas militant group of committing war crimes during a recent 11-day conflict with Israel by indiscriminately firing thousands of rockets toward Israeli population centers. Human Rights Watch also said a misfired rocket launched by Hamas killed 7 Palestinians when it fell short in the Gaza Strip. The New York-based rights group has repeatedly come under fire by Israel and its supporters over reports accusing Israel of war crimes against the Palestinians, as well as apartheid and persecution. But this report agrees with most legal experts and Israel itself that indiscriminate rocket fire from Palestinian population centers directed at Israeli civilian areas is a violation of international law. It based its conclusion on an investigation into Hamas rocket attacks that killed 12 civilians in Israel. Blazes raged across northern Algeria on Thursday as the country observes a national day of mourning for dozens of people killed in the latest wildfires to sweep the Mediterranean. The North African country has been in the grip of devastating fires since Monday that have claimed 69 lives, 41 civilians, and 28 soldiers. Soldiers and civilian volunteers have joined firefighters on multiple fronts in an effort to extinguish the blazes that have been fanned out by windy and tinder-dry conditions. Algeria's president declared 3 days of national mourning starting Thursday, and authorities say they suspect widespread arson after so many fires erupted in such a short span of time. On the fourth day of wildfires, efforts to overcome the blazes are continuing in many regions where civilians and soldiers, often limited means, join the fight. This is VOA News. A key medical advisor to Japan's prime minister said Thursday that surging infections in the Tokyo area are severely affecting medical systems and urged the government to take stricter measures to drastically reduce people's activity. The Japanese capital has been reporting record numbers of new infections, with daily cases tripling during the Olympics that ended Sunday. Officials claim nearly 20,000 people with milder symptoms are now isolating themselves at home to make room for those who are more seriously ill in hospitals. Japan has done better than many other countries without forcing a lockdown, but is now going through what experts say is its biggest crisis since the pandemic started. Tokyo has been under what it calls a state of emergency for a month. It's fourth since the pandemic began late last year, but the measures are mostly unenforceable and are increasingly ignored as many people become fatigued by them. Japanese authorities said on Thursday hundreds of thousands of residents of Nagasaki and other parts of an island in the southwest of Japan have been asked to evacuate to avoid floods and the risk of landslides caused by torrential rain. Video aired by public broadcaster NHK showed streets covered with water in some areas and rivers close to overflowing as more than an average August of rainfall fell in just 48 hours. Authorities issued the most serious level 5 evacuation order in some areas, warning residents to take immediate action to protect themselves. The New South Wales state government said on Thursday extra Australian military personnel may be called in to ensure compliance with lockdown rules in Sydney as the highly infectious Delta coronavirus variant spreads into regional areas. The move comes as Australia's capital city, Canberra, southwest of Sydney, announced a snap one-week lockdown starting Thursday evening after reporting its first locally acquired case of COVID-19 in more than a year. Authorities later confirmed 3 additional cases, all close contacts of the first one. Australia is battling to get on top of the fast-moving Delta strain that has plunged its 2 largest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, into hard lockdowns. Some 580 unarmed army personnel are already helping police enforce home quarantine orders on affected households in the worst affected suburbs of Sydney, Australia's most populous city. But despite 7 weeks of lockdown in Sydney, daily infections continue to hover near record highs. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.